Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, on Odyssey Sports Station. Talk New York sports on the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I held it just so you got it. Hello. Right back at it on the fan in New York. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson checking in. I couldn't wait for Monday Night Football to end. No offense to, you know, Westwood One and the coverage. Appreciate y'all. America's team to laugh at. That was terrible. Jerry Jones, I couldn't wait to just see Jerry Jones's face. Jerry Jones's head looks like it's rotting, and I'm sure it's exploding with how bad the Dallas Cowboys are. 888-808-1019. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that, even though I know there's a ton of Dallas Cowboys fans listening. I don't know why you even care about what's going on with Cooper Rush and these guys at this point. How bad they are. In AT&T Stadium, the shenanigans from last week, Jerry Jones talking about the sun and the moon, and we know where the sun is. And come on, yo. Like, what a joke. Literally what a joke that game was. It had everything. Fights, penalties. these guys declined the penalty to just not get the... It had everything. Fake punt. Just nonsense of a game. Missed field goal. Right, announcers jinx. No, it wasn't on you, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. It wasn't on you, Bill Belichick. It was on the turf. I blame Jerry Jones for that turf in there. How crazy is it in the beginning of this game, before this game even started, they go to open the roof. And remember, the whole thing about the roof is, right, you know, in Arlington, there's a hole in the roof so God can watch his favorite team. Please, don't use the Lord's name in vain like that. 888-808-1019. They hadn't opened the roof at AT&T Stadium in 2 years, and they go to do it today with the world watching Monday Night Football, and two big-ass sheets of metal fall. They fall into the field. It could have hit somebody, got somebody hurt. Glad it didn't. Like, Jerry Jones, what is going on, bro? See, all of you guys want these... dome stadiums here. Oh, why don't the Yankees build a dome? Why don't the Mets build a dome? Why isn't MetLife a dome? Well, I mean, whoever pays for it has got to pay somebody to upkeep it. Jerry Jones took 2 years off on that. The Cowboys are trash. Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-10. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, I don't know what you're thinking, what you're doing. But that's a good segue into what I really wanted to talk about tonight. I don't want to take up too much time in my open. I haven't been on in a little while. I've been gone for a little while. I was in Mexico with my wife and my son, trying to give them some time. You know, I don't get consecutive hours with them, and I'm actually happy to be back because I need a break from my son. He's a menace. I'm like, nah, I can't continue. This is too much. But anyway, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans, the season's over. I don't care if you think there's some type of way, whatever. Like, Dak, his hamstring is off the bone. And even before that, when you go back to the decisions that were made by Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, really Jerry Jones, who is the end-all, be-all. He is the star on the helmet. Like, when Jerry Jones looks in the mirror, he sees the star on that helmet. That is him. And all the decisions that he made from, I don't know, paying Dak Prescott, which, like, in a year like this, you should have waited, but you waited until the day of week one to make this guy the highest-paid player. You took way too long with CeeDee Lamb. You did nothing in an offseason where you said you were going all in. I say that to say this, like, man, somebody's got to be held accountable. But Jerry Jones is not going to hold himself accountable. And here we are. It is no longer Monday. Good morning, go! It is no longer Monday. But I had in my notes, it feels like Black Monday before Black Friday. The coaching carousel has already begun. Around and around we go. Right? Because those guys get held accountable. They already want to fire a bunch of NFL head coaches. There's a lot of coaches on the hot seat. I mean, right here in New York. And I know a lot of you think Brian Daboll is safe. Black Monday for Daniel Jones. Damn, Daniel Jones is done. The Daniel Jones era is done. It took long enough. But yeah, Black Monday for the Giants starting quarterback, he's out of here. It only took $108.1 million. It only took 70 games. Did you guys see that? Shout out to SpotTrack on Twitter. Daniel Jones bagged over $108 million in 70 games for work for the New York Giants. He's the 35th highest paid quarterback in NFL history. So don't cry for Daniel Jones. It's over for Daniel Jones. I would cry for the Giants fans. And I remember 3 years ago when I came in here, my first show was at WFAN. It was around the time of whether Joe Judge was going to stay or not. We knew Gettleman was out of here. And one of the videos that's just like etched into my mind is the fan in MetLife Stadium. I don't know who you are. Shout out to you if you're listening or wherever you are. But he yells at John Mara and he says, "We need football people, not family." As if that was a problem. Like, it was a small part of the problem. But basically he was saying, like, yo, we need some real football people in here. So Gettleman is out, and I know fans didn't even want him to get a farewell. I mean, we want to just kick these guys to the curb, all right? It's crazy how, like, there are fans that want people fired. And, like, they want them actually, like, burned at the stake. They root for people to be fired. These people are humans. They have wives. They have kids. They have families. Have a heart. But, I mean, these guys have millions in the bank. Players, coaches. Shout out to Rob Saleh, who's laughing all the way to the bank because it wasn't him. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's start with Daniel Jones. Let's start with the Giants. Let's start with Brian Daboll, Joe Shane. I mean, Joe Shane, he just spoke with the most confidence. The most confidence of a GM who just has lost so many games over the start of his GM career. Just lost in Germany to the team that he came from. He said something, and I got to go back in my notes and find it because I was out when he said it, about how, like, we're not getting blown out or they're losing close games. What are we talking about? This is the NFL. Like, the games are close every week. Any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, the Broncos can blow out the Atlanta Falcons, blow my parlays. But what I'm saying is it's crazy to think that Shane spoke so confident in a time where a quarterback that he didn't even want to pick up his rookie option. Remember, let's go back. And let me go back to my notes. When they came in, the tandem of Shane and Daboll, Daniel Jones was already here. That was Gettleman's pick. Remember, he was in full bloom love, the number 6 overall pick. I'll never forget where I was when they picked him. And I was like, oh, no, they passed on Josh Allen, not Buffalo Bills soon-to-be MVP Josh Allen. Josh Allen from Kentucky that ended up going to the Jaguars. They take Daniel Jones, and there are viral videos of Giants fans bugging out, losing their minds. I'll always remember the three kids that were in their living room. They're in a train line. They're so excited for the pick, and then it's Daniel Jones, and they freak out. They have a temper tantrum. I don't know what it was. The one kid was like pulling his pants off. And then there's a video of Joe Budden just looking disgusted. This was never going to work. That Todd McShay video is going viral again about how this guy is a backup. Whatever. When Shane comes in, they knew that they inherited an injury-prone player, right? Because back then, in 2022, Jones was coming off a neck injury. They didn't pick up his rookie option, which would have been half of what they paid him the year that they gave him $40 million last year. So you didn't believe in the guy. You knew the guy was injury prone. It's the NFL, man. There's so many if. If you didn't pick up his option, or if you did pick up his option, you would have saved yourself some money. You wouldn't be here right now. If he didn't win that Minnesota Vikings playoff game that we all overinflated, like the Vikings, they're the Vikings. Like, they weren't that good. we acted like Daniel Jones had arrived. With Brian Daboll as well, who we look at as this quarterback whisperer, and I already mentioned Josh Allen, but I thought I wanted to give him credit for Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming and becoming Josh. Josh Allen is Josh Allen. It doesn't matter if there's Ken Dorsey calling the plays. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. The version you're seeing of Josh Allen right now might be the best version of him without Stephon Diggs. I mean, without even Keon Coleman, without, it doesn't matter who's on the field. Like, Josh Allen can call game. I think we give way too much credit to Daboll as the reason that Josh Allen became. But when they came in, there were a lot of people saying he can do what he did with Josh Allen to Daniel Jones. No, why did Daniel Jones regress? 888-808-1019. Call the phone if you'd like to speak to me. We're going to start with Daniel Jones. And how did we get here, right? There's so many ways that we got here. How can Shane and Daboll be so confident? Shane, as far as talking about the team and just sitting comfortable, when we all watched the offseason Hard Knocks. They should have been doing offseason Hard Knocks for years. It was great. And it's gonna be greater over time that the first one was the Giants. They gave us a window into how we got here. You let Saquon Barkley test the market. And no, I'm not going to tell you that they picked Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. The quarterback is the most important position on the field. When we talk about Josh Allen, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes, who he beat, when we talk about Lamar Jackson, who was just defeated by a team that didn't score a touchdown, but they actually had two quarterbacks. And, you know, like, we'll talk about how important it is to have a quarterback, especially when we get to the Jets conversation as well. You let a generational talent, that word gets thrown around a lot, but Saquon Barkley actually is. You let a generational talent that your organization drafted go to a division rival. And in my mind, like, you pay Saquon just so that can't happen. And as we watch the Houston Texans tonight with Joe Mixon, I'm sure the Bengals wish they had Joe Mixon still. There was rumors that Saquon might go to Houston. And I remember us having conversations on the fan like, if he goes to Houston, so what? If he goes and plays for the Texans, whatever, we won't see him. Nah, that's right down 95. That blood is on your hands, Joe Shane. You let this man go right down the turnpike. You had to try harder, but it was so clear. You weren't trying to keep Saquon. You didn't want to keep Saquon. You actually did him a favor. He'd be wasting his time with this team. 888-808-1019. He told you where he wanted to be. Once a Giant, always a Giant. And in the 100 years of the Giants, this is where we are. The bye week comes. And we're going back to my boy from Jersey, the Don Bosco Prep Ironman, Tommy Cutlass. Hey, Tommy's back. Don't kid yourself, folks. This should be Gervonta Tank Davis, Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, sleeveless A-shirt, whatever you want to call it. They should not win another game. And when you look at the teams around them, just them not playing a game this week with a bye changed the whole draft, right? After they lost in Germany, it's like, oh, the New York Giants have the number one pick in the draft. There's a lot of bum-ass teams this year. And if you think back-to-back years, you're going to miss out on a quarterback and Tommy DeVito is going to be your bridge to Archie Manning in 2026. Just relax. Like, it's not going down like that. And if you think that this head coach can survive in New York, losing out the rest of the way, and not, like, there's just so many things that can happen here. I know Mara told Shayna, Saquon Barkley's the most popular player. He sells a ton of jerseys. Like, I'm going to have trouble sleeping if he's hurdling guys backwards in Philadelphia. 888-808-1019. And Joe Shane tried him. And they did that. And there was a lot of talk about, you're not paying a quarterback $40 million to hand the ball off. You're damn right about that. So what are you going to do in the draft? You draft the Malik Nabers, number 6 overall, who just played with Jaden Daniels, who last year we were having these conversations on the fan about how, hey, like, beating the Commanders with Tommy DeVito, beating the Patriots, the Packers with Tommy DeVito, like, what is it for? I remember C-Mac talking about the little bit of joy you get on Sunday. It's not worth it. It's penny wise and pound foolish. when Jaden Daniels is going to get drafted by the Commanders and you're going to have to face him twice a year for the next 10 years. Now, these guys don't go in there to lose. They don't go in there and tank it. Like, they don't go there thinking about tanking. But as an organization, man, like, I mean, there are ways to tank. But I think Daboll has to actually coach again and coach for his job again because it gets loud. The fans control a lot. And for people saying that they're playing Tommy DeVito to sell tickets, what? An extra 200 tickets for him to pull up with his family again? And, man, no disrespect to his family. I love that. I'm from Jersey. I played high school football in Jersey, and like I saw him coming. I saw him a mile away in preseason last year. I'm like, okay, this kid may have a shot to stick around with the team. You know, I hope he gets a shot. You guys remember the Jets and Giants game last year? I'm like, here's the story. Tyrod goes down. Here he is. They were scared to let him throw the ball. So you're also kidding yourself if you guys think this is going to be the future for the Giants. 888-808-1019. I want that young man to succeed. I want to see Tommy Cutlets do well. But there is no way in hell he's going to go out there and just ball. There are another 11 guys on defense out there that are millionaires that have something to prove. You know what? And a lot of those guys had something to prove against Daniel Jones, who we heard from the Niners and others across the league. They didn't respect him in his last couple years with the money that Shane and Daboll signed off on him to have because they're like, he's not like that. He's not good enough to be making that much money. Wait, they didn't pay Saquon? Kayvon was saying something like that on a podcast. It isn't a secret. They made a mistake in paying Daniel Jones, a guy that they didn't initially even want to pick up his rookie option. It was a mistake. And that's why the contract was made the way that it's made. So here we are now. It was inevitable, right? We knew we were going to get to this point. Even if they won games, Daniel Jones gives us the best chance to win. Like, bruh, come on. We knew because of the injury guarantee. We knew the way it was set up. If he has another torn ACL or an Achilles or something like that that affects him, ends his season, goes into the next league year, whatever, this is it. The Daniel Jones era is done. So on one hand, you should be applauding the Giants for moving on and saying this is it. But then it's peculiar because they did give Drew Lock a contract. They did bring Drew Lock in. And I know the $5 million is nothing. Some might say it could have gone to Saquon. But it's like, all right, Drew Lock, he won a game or two in the NFL last year. I don't know what his career total is, but like, it's hard to tell the fan base that you're trying to win if you're putting Tommy in and you're not putting Drew Lock in. But whatever, yo, we'll see how it goes, man. I just know this. It's a tank. Cam Ward is in this next draft. Shedeur Sanders, and I know Deion Sanders is attached to him, he's in this next draft, and you want to be picking in the top five. You want to be up there. Jacksonville signed their quarterback. The Jaguars are probably going to have the number one pick, but they're not going to take a quarterback. Tennessee, they should take a quarterback. But, I mean, they have Will Levis, and they drafted Malik Willis 2 years before that. Cleveland, I don't know, they might as well stick with famous Jameis. But they do have Deshaun Watson, and I don't know what they're going to do there, but are they drafting a quarterback? The Giants have to be in that top five of picks. Winning these games is useless. I don't care about the culture. I don't care about the locker room. Nonsense over the weekend with like, oh, Nick McCloud goes to the 49ers, and he posts on his Instagram, and Darius Slayton wrote Free Man, which he was referring to Young Thug. It was just nonsense about losing the locker room, losing the clubhouse. All of that is nonsense, man. Let's start with the Giants. 888-808-1019. 100 years of the Giants. You know what? As a younger guy, I was thinking about how some of those Giants teams that were just good enough with good defenses, with Eli Manning, who should be a Hall of Famer. I can't wait till we get into the conversations around Eli. I just saw a clip of Justin Tuck talking about Eli. But like those teams that just were good enough, Giants fans accepted that because you were just good enough to get in the dance and then anything could happen and you were able to rip off two Super Bowls, knock off Tom Brady, legendary runs that make you a die-hard fan. And now Giants fans have had to die hard this last decade and change. I just said the Cowboys are America's team to laugh at. But you know what? The Giants have been arguably one of, if not the worst team in the NFL the last 10 to 13 years. Mistakes. People got to be held accountable. And I know there's a thought of patience being practiced here. Nah, this is New York, man. This is New York, man. You can't tell me that Shane and Daboll are just locked in because they got to draft their quarterback of the future. I believe that. But, like, how bad is it going to get down the stretch here? And they're going with Tommy Cutlets. Like, what if Tommy Cutlets can't play? You know what I'm saying? What if the Buccaneers knock his head off? What if we're watching Thanksgiving and how terrible the Dallas Cowboys are? Micah Parsons is there. Like, we're going to see. We're going to see, man. It's going to be interesting, but the season is over. Before we get to Thanksgiving, the season's over for the Giants and the Jets. We'll start there. I'll still take your, I don't know, calls on Mike Tyson or UFC or Juan Soto, right? 888-808-1019. I haven't been on in a while. Like, the Juan Soto thing for me, I'm like, whatever. I'm on vacation and they're talking about how he spent 3 hours with the Boston Red Sox and enjoyed it. And like, who cares, bro? It's smoke and mirrors. And at this point, I've had so much smoke and mirrors with Juan Soto, I don't care. I'm indifferent. Wake me up when November ends. Wake me up when the winter meetings come. That's when it's going to happen. Juan Soto is the biggest fish. Scott Boras has other fish to fry, right? Like, he's going to get that done. But they are going to use these meetings and the media to drive up all of the conversation and speculation. Steve Cohen and the Mets have come in at $660 million. Do we have $670 million? Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees were supposed to meet with Juan Soto yesterday. I don't know, somewhere in Scott Boras' underground lair. Nothing has come out from it. Call me up and tell me, 888-808-1019. If you read an article, if you saw, I don't even know, one of these fake sources, one of these guys that pretend to be a reporter on Twitter, do you have anything on what happened with Hal Steinbrenner, Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, and Juan Soto today? It doesn't matter. He just played for the Yankees. He knows all those guys. They can meet a bunch of times. We know what the game is here. Is Steve Cohen going to not be outbid? And is Juan Soto just going to go to the highest bidder and throw away his year in Yankee pinstripes? That could happen. But, like, they're going to drag this out until the first weekend in December. So all the other stuff in between is nonsense. Oh, he's meeting with the Dodgers tomorrow. Yeah, he's out there. We heard during the World Series the Dodgers were going to pursue him. Yeah, they spent $1 billion last year. Like, well, sure, they got money to blow. And I'm not hating on them. They are the World Series champs. And I talked about how they always improve their team. Like, they improve their team, whether it is the trade deadline, whether it's the winter meetings. They add, they add, they add, they add. And that's why they're always there. 888-808-1019. But I don't know what the deal is with the Yankees meeting Juan Soto today. And like I said, I don't really care. So let's start with Daniel Jones, that era being over. Tommy DeVito getting the second chance. Take two for Tommy Cutlets to rock with the Giants and what it means. And, like, let's not just, like, subscribe to the notion that Shane and Daboll are locked in. Like, it could get ugly. It could get really bad the rest of the way. That's what you should want, though. But yet to be seen. And for the Jets, I told y'all, man. Jets just end the season. We'll talk about Anthony Richardson and Nicole. I watched that whole game, and, like, every time I watch the Jets game, I'm like, why did I waste my time with better games on? Why did I do this? Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Just wanted to get us to 12:30. I'm only on till 2 a.m., so when we come in from the break, I'm just going to hit the calls, and I'll keep, you know, filling in the blanks with some thoughts and some things from my notes, man. Good to be back. Call the Fan. Don't go anywhere. BRB.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I don't say a word. I don't say a word. What's on my grind and now I got what I deserve. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished.
No Diddy.
When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining.
No Diddy.
Flexing on these. I'm like Papa on the Spanish. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of can of men cast.
Then grind like I'm broke.
That Lambo, my new.
Don't ride like my ghost.
I'm riding around my city with my.
This is New York, Rami.
Checking right back in, Cam, the 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I was about to go into the Jets. Now you got me thinking about Philly. While I was on vacation, bro, that Thursday night football game, there was a guy at the resort I was at wearing a Devontae Smith Phillies, like, player tee. Before he had that on, he was at the pool with, like, lower Marion shorts on. And so, like, when you go on vacation, I mean, I don't know if everybody does this. I do this. I'm always looking for little tells of, like, where people are from. I talked to some people from Canada. This guy had a Russell Martin Blue Jays jersey. I talked to this guy from Texas. He had, a Longhorns phone case. I talked to some people from Virginia, North Carolina. There's some Philly balls out there drinking straight Hennessy. And Thursday Night Football comes on. And they don't have Amazon Prime streaming in the, like, club area where they have all the games they're supposed to be, you know. When you check in, they're like, okay, this is, like, the nightclub area where there's, like, pool tables and games and, you know, all the games will be on here. And they didn't have the game. So I find myself in there with this guy with the Devontae Smith jersey and, you know, the lady he was with and another guy in there. I was looking for the game. We're watching Thursday Night Football on his phone. He's got like a iPhone 10. We're all at the bar watching it on his little phone and we're all tweaking. We're all saying the same thing. Like, yo, I can't watch football on the phone. But like, there was nowhere else to watch it. And then after that game, you know, because I didn't stay there watching. I just kind of, I couldn't stream it on my phone for some reason. I was blocked. I was in Mexico or something, whatever. I don't know. I caught the, you know, the post game stuff. And this blood is on your hands, Joe Shane. Saquon goes off, really, you know, he wins the game for them. He has the best game. Saquon is in MVP conversations. He's not going to win it, but it's just wild to think that, like, this guy was so adamant about, you know where I want to be, once a Giant, always a Giant, I want to be here, even if the team is trash, even if I've gone through different head coaches, even if I know Daniel Jones is mid. And the Eagles fans are chanting, thank you, Giants. And I'm like, this is terrible, yo. Like, this is absolutely embarrassing. This did not need to happen. Somebody needs to be held accountable for this. Marty's in Hoboken. Marty, what's up? You're first on the Fan.
Yeah, I'm with you, Keith. Totally. You know, Saquon Barkley, man, they let him go. It was like a complete joke. I'm a Steelers fan. Steelers fan, lifelong. We got a good thing going. You know.
Congrats. Yeah, it's going yeah. Well, and I mean, we'll see. Oh, yeah. You don't even have to score a touchdown. Boswell in a league where everybody's missing kicks. Boswell is money.
He is so money. He's automatic from anywhere under 60. Like,
good to have him.
Really. Great kicker. So yeah, if you have a great and don't always go for the 4th-and-1, the 4th-and-3, the 4th-and-5.
In a league. All right, well, Marty might have knocked back a couple brouhahas during Monday Night Football. I had to let you go there, partner. This is a children's program. I want to remind you, KM to AM, KM to 2 AM when I get on this. There's young guys listening. We got to keep it clean. The topic said Giants future. I thought we were going to talk Giants, but he mentioned the Saquon stuff and them letting him go. And, you know, something I had in my notes about Saquon going, like, it just made me think about it because he's a Steelers fan. Watching the Steelers beat the Ravens, Derrick Henry coughed that ball up and there had been, like, 2 years since Derrick Henry fumbled. Derrick Henry is a guy that I would have never let go either. Derrick Henry should have been playing for Jerry Jones, but Jerry Jones is mad dumb. Same thing I mentioned, Rami just said, Joe Mixon too. You think the Bengals couldn't use some help with Joe Mixon? Maybe he's the difference in some of the games. King Henry, Tony Pollard should also be playing for the Dallas Cowboys. He's where King Henry used to be. Josh Jacobs, another good running back. Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott. But like, you know, Christian McCaffrey, another running back that, I mean, you would think he would stay with the team that drafted him. They've all moved on, but for some reason, those former teams aren't getting mocked like the Giants are getting mocked. I don't know. It's crazy, man.
Well, the Hard Knocks has something to do with that, obviously.
The Hard Knocks, like I said, as well, about the first offseason Hard Knocks, which I loved. I actually went back and watched a couple of those episodes. I'm like, this was so good, but you know what's not good? The results of the season that follow. 888-808-1019. But it's so good, and it was so necessary for Giants fans to see, even though it was produced, obviously HBO, but for Giants fans to see, okay, we just lost our guy. 2-6. Saquon Barkley, touched by the hand of God. Saquon Barkley, no matter what, we just lost our guy. How did that play out? And even to see Mara, like if I'm a fan of the Giants, I'm looking at Mara like, you were right. You were right. You did not want to give up Saquon. They weren't winning this year with or without Saquon. But it's just like mistakes on mistakes. Even Belichick was like, well, they let Saquon go and they went and got a guard. The quarterback is the most important position on the field. But a good running back can change a lot on the field as well, more so than offensive linemen, more so even than a Brian Burns on your defensive line. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Chris in Newtown next on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy. I'm not going to age myself. I've been a Giants fan for a while, but I just feel like today is like, it's just a sad day that we're all sitting here kind of getting excited over starting a third string quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up, I saw the Giants constantly in the playoffs. I saw 2 championships. You know, we had Eli Manning at quarterback, and ever since we've had Eli, we can't really seem to get it right at quarterback. And, you know, I just say, I think this whole notion that Saquon, the year we drafted him, I didn't want Saquon when we drafted him. I actually wanted Josh Allen that year. Mm. But I do understand he's like a generational talent, so you can't pass up on him. But I think you just said it before. I mean, how many more wins has Saquon getting us this year anyway? And at the end of the day, I'm happy that he's in a place where he can actually have success and maybe win as opposed to just be mediocrity here in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's just so tough because of where it's happening. Like,
I agree.
you almost look at it like, hey, just so that those guys don't get our guy. And like the Eagles could come out of the NFC, go to the Super Bowl. The Eagles, like I would have done anything to block that, I understand.
I agree. I mean, it's like the same thing with you almost can make a comparison to Soto. Like, do the Yankees want to do anything to make sure the Mets don't get Soto or the Red Sox?
That's even worse. That's not down the turnpike. That's in your own home. That's your own land.
It's in the same town. So I understand it. It hurts, you know, and it stinks. But I think the Giants, the situation is just, it's like, I know everybody's saying, well, how could they give Drew Locke $5 million? And listen, the quarterback is the most important position on the field, and I think that even if we had Patrick Mahomes on this team, I don't think we're winning anyway. So it's like, I don't like that he's playing in Philly. It hurts. It really hurts. But, you know, I think to sum it all up, like, listen, I played high school football too in New Jersey, so I'm excited for DeVito. I'm excited to watch him, but it's just, it stinks, man. It stinks. This is where we're at.
Yeah, it's definitely like when. Thanks for the call, Chris. Like, when the initial news comes out today, like, one, you shouldn't have been surprised. Like I said, we were always getting there. We were always getting to this point. And honestly, if they went into this week still talking the Daniel Jones talk, I wouldn't understand it. With the potential for injury, with the games that he's played, what he's left on the table, what he's left, you know, meat on the bone, plays not getting made, turning the ball over, and it's not all on him. He has played well at times. but he does leave a lot to be desired. You know it. I know it. We've watched the guy play quarterback 70 games. He's well paid. 100 M's. Over 100 M's this guy made in the last 6 years playing football. Nobody should be crying for Daniel Jones. No one should be saying, oh, well, I wish it worked out. Like, wish he had a better opportunity. We did everything to screw this kid up. He's good. He's been well compensated. But for a fan base to be celebrating, and I'm not hating. I'm not talking down on Tommy DeVito. I played quarterback. I was nowhere near what this kid became. Like, I have a ton of respect for him. But, like, for fans to be celebrating going to him week 12, what are we actually celebrating? I think you should more celebrate the end of Daniel Jones. At least you don't have to watch Daniel Jones. But that doesn't mean that Tommy Cutlet comes out there and produces. That doesn't mean you're going to get touchdowns. That doesn't mean that he has the magic in a bottle that he had last year. I really do hope that he's improved, right? He's got another year of experience in the system, being around the guy. I do hope that he's improved. But it's not a guarantee that he's going to be able to make all the throws. It's not a guarantee he's going to be able to run like he did last year. Like, you shouldn't want him to. That's the conundrum here. Right? You want to lose, right? Or do you want to enjoy your Sunday? I don't know. It's tough, man. And we all love the NFL, right? We all love football, like football Sundays. But it is miserable going out there to MetLife to lose and dealing with that all day. And it's miserable, like, even getting up for a 9:30 Germany game or going all the way out to Germany to lose in overtime. It's just like, when is enough? Enough is enough now. I think they're low-key cursed. I think both teams are cursed, honestly. The Eli Manning curse started when they benched Eli. And that's going to go into his Hall of Fame case. Hey, the Giants ain't been the same since they benched Eli for Geno Smith. Dun-dun-dun. Like, he was it. The organization paid Daniel Jones way more than they had to pay Eli. There's an Eli Manning curse. I'm trying to figure out what the curse is with the Jets. Maybe a Jets fan can fill me in on the 13 years. Like, what happened? What deal was made with the devil? Who did they cross? Woody Johnson did it. What did Woody Johnson do? He did something that has just made the Jets impossible. There's no way you have this team with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams is here. Breece Hall. What happened to Sauce Gardner? Everybody's turning on Sauce now. That's my guy. What happened to him, though? 888-808-1019. There's got to be some type of Jets curse. I got to figure out exactly what it is. You know, like, there's the curse of the Billy Goat. Well, the Cubs, you know, they broke that curse. The curse of the Great Bambino. The Red Sox, they broke that. Now there's a Fat Joe curse on the Yankees. I don't subscribe to that, but it's out there. What's the Jets curse? Call me up. 888-808-1019. Miriam's in Forest Hills. Hello, Miriam.
How you doing, Keith? Good. How's everybody in your house? Kitty and the mommy and the baby?
They're good. My son is having a little bit of trouble adjusting to New Jersey air and being home from being in the pool in Mexico all week. You know, he's struggling. My wife just texted me. He's up screaming right now. But, you know, it's okay.
Does he walk yet? He walks around?
Does he walk? He runs and he kicks people and he scratches and he'll punch me in the face if he gets a clean shot.
Ouch. How's the kitty doing?
Good. Honestly, felt bad. I slept without her for a week in Mexico.
Oh.
And when I came back, the, like, meow she had was, like, such a, like, she was broken.
She didn't have a phone.
I couldn't text her. She was thinking all types. She thought I got fired from my job. I come in the house. She's like, ah. Like, I felt so bad because she sleeps with me.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you what the Jets' problem is. I want to ask about Aaron Rodgers. This is the year after his injury. Mm-hmm. Does he wear braces on his knees?
I think he does wear a brace, but it's not a knee injury. It was the Achilles, and I have seen him with that brace on.
You should. I don't know.
But, like, you know, there's no brace that can fight Father Time. He's just old. He's 40,
yeah,
he's about to be 41.
I've never figured that out. I've never figured that out either. How about your Devils? It looked good, huh?
Yeah, they beat your Islanders. I was just talking to Paulie about that. While I was gone, I was watching
Espanol beat
the Panthers.
That was an overtime game for the Islanders. They lost. But you know what? Islanders are at 500. The Devils have 12 wins. The Rangers have 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
You look good, did the hockey team.
They're tougher. And Markstrom, I know, you know, a lot of people are saying he's nothing special, but he's an upgrade over what they've had, and they're tougher.
Yeah,
they have
right.
better defense. They're fighting people. They're just
Markstrom.
Yeah,
Markstrom is a good goalie.
Yeah, even I think Jake Allen was in the goal against the Oilers. Yeah, they shut out the Oilers 3-0. I'm like, Oilers
they sure did. It was really good, you know.
Yeah, they had a good little run just now. And then they got humbled by the Lightning.
I know, but you know something? We're going to have 3 hockey teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, and we're getting there fast because this football stuff is not going to matter. It doesn't matter right now.
We're going to have 3 hockey teams in the playoffs.
We're going to be talking puck. Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer. Yeah, all right, well.
I do.
Yeah,
I
we got to. We're not going to have a choice.
Hey, listen, the Jets and the Giants are going to be sitting watching the hockey teams play, that's all.
No, we're going to be talking about what quarterbacks are they drafting, and like we might be talking about the Jets drafting a quarterback as well.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm for Penn State, so Penn State's quarterback looks good. And guess who has a 6-2 record? Look at the Lions here. The Lions of Columbia look real good, and Syracuse looks real good.
I have to take a look.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know, with the quarterbacks, there's just more quarterbacks in the NFL are misses than are hits.
Yeah, right. And that's because some of them are getting older, and some of them are not as good as you thought they would be.
And it's hard. It's hard to pull a kid out of Happy Valley and put him in New York, and next thing you know, he's Christian Hackenberg. Like, it's tough. And I no disrespect to Drew Allar, but like it's hard to pick a kid out of college, put him with a head coach, offensive coordinator, like in a big city, and say, here you go, kid. You got to go and produce against these grown men in the NFL that are trying to rip your head off. It's hard to do.
The hardest thing about NFL is that there is no minor league football. If there was, it might be better.
But like we don't treat it like that. Like the USFL, the XFL, like they're trying to make these leagues to be farm leagues. The UFL, they like merged, but it's not there yet. Jerry Jones took a couple players actually from there. You know, this Kevontae Turpin, who scored tonight, came from the USFL.
But I'm saying it's not like the AHL or the baseball
it's not.
Minor leagues.
No,
and
it's
that's
not.
That's the difference.
Like where they're developing guys.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like Tom Brady talked about it. Thanks for the call, Miriam. Appreciate you always. But Tom Brady talked about it. He's like, I went to Michigan, which was a program. Now we don't have college football programs. He's like, I went to Michigan. I learned how to drop back, how to read coverages, how to be a pro-style quarterback. Now it's not like that. Now, I mean, it's the Wild Wild West now. With NIL and the transfer portal, neither one of those existed when I was in school. I would have got some. I would have at least got a $500 gift card or something. And I wouldn't have had to sit out the 1 year I transferred from JMU to Monmouth. And that was whack. Like, going to practice and not being able to play, like, being in a warm-up on game day, whack. But anyway, these kids now, if they don't play, they can just leave the school. Doop, I'm out. Leave the school. Doop, I'm out. No penalty, no punishment. And there's another coach recruiting them. And now with NIL, it's like, we'll give you $500,000, not a $500 gift card. We'll give you $500,000 more to come to this school. And then that happens, and then they go to the NFL, and it's like you played, I don't know, in two different systems. They're not pro-style systems. You're not NFL ready. And I know, obviously, now in the NFL, it's not so much under-center, three-step drop, five-step drop. It's not like that at all. But either way, there's more of these kids that are just not ready, and it's an inexact science. The Giants could have drafted Bo Nix. Now, would Dable be able to coach up Bo Nix like Sean Payton has? I don't know. Would he have the same success? That's another thing, too, with the Jets. Sean Payton was right. Look at the coaching that the Broncos have. They have a bunch of no names. You know Pat Surtain II, Cortland Sutton. And if you know anybody else over there, it's probably through fantasy or just because you're just a real NFL guy. Or even a college like Torrey Franklin, you know, from college. Bo Nix from college, like. Look what they're getting out of those kids in Denver. With coaching, strategy, preparation, knowing what to do in in-game situations, when to call timeouts, when to go for it, when not to go for it, What? How to scheme up an offense, a defense. Sean Payton was right when he called out the Jets, when he called out Nathaniel Hackett. What's Nathaniel Hackett done to help these guys? They need help. 888-808-1019. All of that talent on this Jets team, they find ways to lose. They are bad. They're just bad. And all of the hype, Aaron Rodgers is the song that does in and. I remember getting on the fan telling you guys when we were hyping him before he even took a snap for the Jets. I'm like, he's old. There's a reason why the Packers didn't want him. It's not a guarantee he comes in here and lights it up. There's a curse. Four plays in. Achilles gone. Now, like, four games in this season gone. Doug is in Scotch Plains before we go to break. You got it, Doug.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good.
I've been a longtime Jet fan since 1966. And the Jets are hampered by the curse of Joe Willie.
Do tell.
Well, if you remember, or maybe you don't remember, it was a little before your time, back in Super Bowl III, Joe Willie guaranteed that the Jets were going to beat the Colts. They were going to pull the biggest upset of all time.
Yeah, why do you think that's a curse?
He made a deal with the devil.
That's the deal with the Super Bowl. But they've been to the AFC Championship, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, they did it in the bed every time when they were in the AFC Championship.
I guess we're going to put this on Namath.
You know,
here's the connection.
He sold the devil.
Here's the connection. Rodgers should be wearing that number 12, but he's not. Thanks for the call, Doug. 888-808-1019. The curse of Joe Willie. What's the curse for the last 13 years? I can't put all that on Namath. They've had success. What is the curse of the Jets in the last 13 years that they have now the longest time between playoff appearances in the four major sports? 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. We've got plenty to do, more to talk about. There's so much to get to. Keith McPherson on the fan. Don't go anywhere. Dial the number. We'll be right back.